flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. On Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. So Mike Johnson today apparently found out that J.D. Vance had never been in the Oval Office, even though he was a senator for X number of years, etc. And they saw a good opportunity here to walk him into the Oval Office today with President Trump. You can see this on YouTube, too, our YouTube channel. Here's a little bit. I think there's some commentary as they're walking into the Oval Office.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
This is Margo.
All right, hey, Margo.
Good to see you.
Good to see you, too. Wow. This is J.D. Vance's first time to step into the Oval Office.
Wow.
It's incredible.
This is incredible.
All right. So, you know, the Oval Office looks a little bit different on TV than it does in actuality, but it is still magical. You still know that you're in a place like no other. You can think of the decisions made there, the talk. I don't know which president you'd like to bring back and hear them talking with advisors there, but it is magical. The point I wanted to make about it is they made the point today, too, from Appalachia to the Oval Office, even though he's not president yet, J.D. Vance, but vice president. And during the campaign, if you remember how much Democrats went out of their way, they were going to stop him in one way or another from the background he rose from, undermining that, discrediting it. The governor of Kentucky. We talked about that when Vance gave his acceptance speech, trying to undermine that, trying to undermine the idea of how difficult of a life experience he had to get to where he is today. I mean, it's one thing when they just go off and say Trump was born in privilege. We hear the whole story. But, you know, when you're running for something like this, you just cannot let them take away your life story. Now, if it were me, if it were South Philly, you have to fight that, call it out. And Vance did. And it is American exceptionalism. It is the American dream. That's what they were talking about today, and rightfully so. In what other countries is it fairly routine to see someone go through the trauma that J.D. Vance did, legitimately, and document it, and then have a hit movie through it? And then end up this close to the Oval Office, end up as vice president. Only in America is this something that's the stuff that we talk about and chronicle constantly? That's the point. All right, 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is push pound 1210, and we'll get you on board. Hit us on the side question, too. And that is simply an article of clothing. That's iconic. All right, we've had some from sports, some from showbiz, some from real life, a broad one. You heard them all. This coming off this salmon shirt and the ladies in Oregon who are causing such a stir. All right. So we're still seeing today the ice people make a move, and we'll chronicle when we know a little bit more about it. The Lake and Riley vote into law now that the changes are put into play between the Senate and the House, and be ready to go with that. All right, let's go to, let's see here. Let's go to Lou in Royersford on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Lou. Welcome in.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Lou.
What I wanted to mention, and maybe I've missed it, but with these pardons, and I never saw the word all. I see a number, 1,500.
Yes.
But is it all or isn't it all?
And well, there are four.
I would have thought one side.
There are 14 commuted.
I'm sorry,
Lou. There are 14 that are commuted, and then the rest are pardoned.
So, in other words, you interpret that as none of them have left their stance the same.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I just expected to see a specific name from one side or the other, whatever way goes with that.
Well, we do have the names of some of these people that were only commuted. The guy from Philadelphia Real, from Port Richmond, he was only commuted.
All right, then I haven't been up with the news.
That's okay. That's okay, Lou. It's a fair question because the media, you know, the way they're covering this like anything else, they're making it a lot worse than it is. They're not going to let up on it. January 6th is what they want to play with. So there you go. Thank you, Lou. In fact, in Pennsylvania, I told you about this Ed Nielsen, who went along with these two more radical people over in Philadelphia. He's out in more northeast to the suburbs. They want to make January 6th a day to commemorate it every year in the schools, that we have moments of silence and everybody has to be instructed about January 6th. We've been down that road with this guy. He is pro-cop, but that's excessive. You know, we don't do that. We don't even do it with 9/11 in the Philadelphia public schools. Why would we do it with January 6th? Let's go to Tony in Delco. Tony on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tony, good afternoon. What do you have today? Yo, Tony.
Hey.
Hey, Tony, what do you have?
So, a couple things, but doesn't all of these J6 quote-unquote offenders, don't they have the right to due process?
Sure.
And then when the Democrat Party destroys evidence that could either A, find them guilty, or B, find them innocent, and then followed by that, Biden pardons all of the people who were supposed to gather this evidence and then destroyed the evidence.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is some kind of hypocrisy here if Democrats want to complain about that, because isn't there civil liberties that say that this evidence has to be maintained and secured so that way we can truthfully prove one way or the other?
Well, I don't know that the evidence in their specific cases, though, Tony, in my view,
fair.
We specifically, in the 14 or so we're talking about and a few others, we specifically saw what they did. I think they got fair trial. I hear your broader point, though, and that's why people are so upset with this. And that's why Trump was right to the 1,500, get rid of those, many of them overcharged, brutal. They even should get some kind of reparation for what they went through. But there are some who legitimately, we know, we don't even need all that January 6th stuff you're talking about to know what they did.
I do not disagree with that. And my only point to that is many people who are obviously guilty have been let go because mistakes made by the people charging them, or destruction of evidence, or planting of evidence, blah, blah, blah. I don't disagree with you in any way, shape, or form. Those people deserve what they got.
Yeah.
Some maybe more, and some maybe less.
And Tony, I understand why people are calling into question all these things, but you know what? People on the left would never have anybody convicted. They call into question. They say the system's corrupt, it's racist, et cetera. And we counter with, we're going to look at this case by case. And fairly, looking at this case by case, there are some people who deserve pretty severe punishments. There were a lot of others who deserve nothing or a bare minimal. And they got the book thrown at them. They were put into inhumane treatment in jail. I think there'll be lawsuits over that.
Yeah, and I hope so.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony, what's your article of clothing?
So my article of clothing, I mean, it kind of goes like this. I felt the first Trump presidency was kind of like a new hope. The second attempt at a presidency was like the Empire Strikes Back. And the third win was like the Return of the Jedi.
Ah, so very nice.
The answer to my question is Darth Vader's helmet.
Oh, I like how you tied everything together there. All right, Darth Vader's helmet. The Pentagon now, President Trump ordering, will send 1,500 troops to the southern border. And I think that's helpful. It's, you know, they'll probably be doing things to facilitate the Border Patrol to free them up to actually block people getting through. I don't know how necessary they are. I mean, always more help helps. The bottom line is what Trump put into play already, the stay in Mexico policy, actually telling people we're going to stop people coming into the country in one form or another. It worked before. It worked remarkably well. The numbers were way down. But if you feel you have the need of 1,500 more people to be placed in there, you know, it's like when the National Guard is sent into Philadelphia, they do other duties that law enforcement would do so that law enforcement's on the front lines. And maybe there are people there that the Border Patrol are still assisting all those people that are housed there on the other side of the border, all that. If they're going to be involved in that, then that's good. It frees up the Border Patrol. But there is no doubt that the border is going to be fine very soon here. And the good news today, at least I've seen Tom Homan sporadically on Fox, about 308 people are through the deportation chain. Some of them vicious crimes they've committed, all of them here illegally and or committing criminal offenses. So it's already underway. And if that number seems small to you, realize there's about 1.5 million who are on the list, this first list. It's going to take a while. There are obstacles. You're having sanctuary cities not comply, slow down, all the stuff that's going on. Homan will get it done. Give him a year of this, and you're going to see a difference. And hopefully people will self-deport. Hopefully they'll be afraid of this. Hopefully the border will be pretty much shut down. All right, let's take one more. Let's go to Alan in Hamilton. All right, Alan, what's your article of clothing? All right, Alan. All right. Yeah, Alan, what's your article of clothing?
The Green Beret.
Hey.
All right, yeah, the Green Beret is a classic. That's a look that's been around since forever.
That was quite a surprise.
All right, yeah, the Green Beret's a good one.
Alan.
All right, so it is time, though, for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody.
All the money gone.
All right, we're playing today to win a pair of tickets to see Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra Friday, February 21st at the Asplund Concert Hall of Westchester University. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com.
Dom, a song that was written about you, believe it or not. ZZ Top had it, The Sharp-Dressed Man, Dom Giordano. I didn't know if you knew that was written about Dom Giordano.
I did not.
But Dom, today we're doing a different language of that great song. It's not going to give much away. I'm just going to play the clue, and we're going to see if our listeners can tell us what language it's being sung in today. Dom, take a listen.
Das ist der Level, hätte Mock den Stil. hands off when I'm going to press. Du warst die Frau, könnte hätte ihn vor. Weil du bist zum Schneiden schaffen, denn er nachher
kommt. Löffel ist nicht geschlafen, Dom. Yes.
All right, it's not your usual language, right? Can we knock that one off?
What, Norwegian?
Or no, close by.
Finland?
Yes.
No, it's not
okay.
Finland.
Okay, all right. We'll rule those out so we don't go through that people want to guess that all the time. All right, what is that language?
It's not a sneeze either.
Okay, 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. We'll take more calls, too. And again, got a lot of breaking stories, I think, that are ready to hit. Right here on Talk Radio 1210.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's on Dom. Money Melody.
I screwed that up. Sorry,
Dom. That's all right. Some rumblings on Twitter about the JFK files to be released. All right. Trump has said that with MLK, like JFK, and also with RFK. Yeah. I'll give you my thoughts on that and what I hope we hear out of this. But I know the conspiracy drumbeat, this is the granddaddy of all them, and I'll tell you, if you're ever in Dallas, go to the Book Depository Museum now, stand there in the plexiglass, and imagine Lee Harvey Oswald and how doable it is. It's worth the trip. It's a great museum.
It's Christmas Eve for the conspiracy theorists here.
We'll get into it, but first, let's hear the clue today. We want to know what language this is. Let's go to Frank and Willow Grove. Frank, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Frank, what's the language?
Hey, Dom. I said German.
Ah, very nice. I wouldn't
expected our first person to get
Do
it.
Do you speak any German, Frank?
No, not at all, Dom. An Italian doesn't speak German.
I hear you. Well, they were allies in the World War II, but there's that. All right, Frank, I'll put you on hold, and you are going off to see the great Joe Conklin. All right, so if the JFK files are released, now I thought it was the 75-year, at least part of it. So let's do the math, 40 at 65. Well, not even 65. So I don't know what President Trump would be releasing unless he signs an executive order. You can supersede that and release what that was involved. Reading another book, not about that per se, but about the mob, RFK, the Kennedys, and the stuff the Kennedys were involved in that made them susceptible to just about every enemy out there. So if that does get released, though, we'll definitely talk about it. And I'll
Your stance is that it was just
Lee Harvey Oswald. I'll bring on Gerald Posner, who is the best in the world, wrote the book. We have had him on several times over the years, disputing all the conspiracies that are out there. And the JFK is the thing that started, and in social media, of course. But I bet there's a lot of people just hankering for even a sniff of a conspiracy.
This could be a revolutionary day, Dom. I mean, you think about it. If a string is pulled and we find that there's some kind of deep state conspiracy that assassinated a former president, as many conspiracy theorists like to think, then that could really change the dynamic of how we think of government and all now.
Well, I think people are already there. And I wanted to talk about that. And we're seeing it play out with the pardons. I get the deep state part. I get the people that are enmeshed in government and slow walk everything, or actually blocked someone like Trump in previous times. But does that mean then when we differ with something, we just blame it on government conspiracy? It's got to be the deep state. Got to be that going on. As much as you just differ over this. Some of it's playing out with, well, why convict anybody of anything then? Because you do have corruption. You do have, I mean, Larry Krasner's fans feed off that. The system's racist. It's all racist. Everything's racist. Nobody did anything. And Krasner is now involved potentially. I mean, this guy is the worst anti-cop person out there, but he's positioning himself to go after the J6 defendants for attacking cops. It's hard to imagine under state law. It won't work. It's another travesty. It's like when he went after Elon Musk. At a certain point here, Elon Musk was making millionaires. Krasner couldn't stand it. All right. So
this stems from a reporter for The Spectator and DC reporter who tweeted out at 1:30. JFK files allegedly being released today, potentially as early as 3 p.m., I am told. But then on all caps, an update that came about 15 minutes later that says JFK files will not be released today, but this may happen in the very near future. But that initial tweet has really taken storm on X, and a lot of people are saying that they hope to see it released.
Well, I don't know why Trump didn't do it the first time around. I mean, he had threatened to talk about that. If there's something in there that is so daunting, we'll hear the usual stuff. Because people, conspiracy sells. In some instances, it sells better than sex. I made that for the last 20 years saying that, and it's true. People can't wait to get that.
I love me some conspiracies.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to. And there's also with the RFK, Sirhan. There's always loose ends to this stuff. There have been allegations about that. But Martin Luther King, there have been a few. That's down the roster of complaints about cover-up. And he wasn't killed by the guy that was adjudged to have done it. But if we see that play out, or at least by tomorrow, we'll be on it. 855-839-1210, you get a line. It has broader implications than the Kennedys. It does get at this whole thing of government cover-up. And look, there are the Kennedys alone. There were enough things with J. Edgar Hoover and everything else, the allegations toward LBJ. There is some legitimacy of that. But the number of people that have written conspiracy books of who actually killed Kennedy, telling you, go to the museum, you'll see it preserved, great museum in Dallas, book depository, and then right outside, you have every conspiracy in Dealey Plaza. One guy had a truck battery when we were there running videos that he shows and sells them. It's like a market of people there engaged in it. And will this exacerbate it? Sure, even if there's nothing in there. You have Arwen Specter, the single bullet theory. I know who I would get on. Let's be ready on this if we see any of this tomorrow. Or maybe, Dan, just ask the O'Reilly person if this breaks and drops. We'd like to have him on tomorrow. We'll give him a little bit of a day that he might be ready. He wrote the definitive book. One of his best killing books is Killing Kennedy. And I thought I knew everything about it. The argument that the first shot didn't do it and Kennedy had trouble moving, you know, the bad back was kind of bolted in there because the back was so bad and couldn't avoid the second shot, couldn't move enough. And there we go. Let's see. Let's go to Joe in Columbus, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Don. Thanks for putting on such a great event Monday. You guys never disappoint.
Well, thank you, Joe. Whole. And you have made the Knights of the Round Table when we brought up the regulars the other day. That's a high honor. Some of the very best callers I've ever heard.
Well, you always make the event worthwhile and then some. And I want to thank you all, everybody on the station for that. Tom, you know what goes with a satin shirt on the golf course?
What's that?
Khakis.
Oh, Joe.
100%.
Joe, you sometimes wear, I don't get the khaki look. Dan says, wait, you got to have them tailored them up. They don't look good on men.
Yes, they do.
Dom, please, 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 please tell me you don't wear the Dustin Johnson stretch pants on the golf course.
No, I don't.
What do you wear on the golf course?
I wear Bermuda shorts, for want of a better term. I mean, I wear golf shorts.
But, like, well, it's cold.
If it's cold?
How about in the fall or the spring?
Oh, yeah. I wear the classic Gary Player, all black. I have black pants, a black Gary Player shirt. Maybe a black hat if I'm in the mood. Oh, yeah, entire in black. Yes, it's a good look.
That's very fashionable. I do that with the black golf spikes.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. No black gloves.
You're like
never
Johnny
have a black
Cash
glove
on the golf course, Tom.
Oh, God. Joe, you wear shorts during the summer, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
20% said yes, khakis are a fashion faux pas. 80% say no.
Yeah. Well, we're going to have to increase that day by day.
And you gotta get out and play Makefield Highlands. You won't be disappointed.
I will give it a shot, Joe.
Joe, weren't you wearing khakis on Monday?
Yes, he's a khaki guy.
I was. Yeah. Yes, I was.
Joe, what's
your? You look good in them.
They look fine. Joe, what's your item?
My item is my original Piano Man, Elton John's glasses.
Ah, that's a great one. They are iconic. Thank you very much. New York's governor announces a school cell phone ban legislation. I think it's an outright ban in schools. New Jersey schools are using those secure phone pouches during classes. That just seems to me to be a lot of back and forth of putting these things in pouches or not. We got to get somebody on to update us on this. But O'Reilly would be the guy I bring on tomorrow if we see the release of the JFK. I think Trump's going to make a bigger deal out of it and then release it after a ramp-up of it, maybe even in the Oval Office.
I don't know if it's actually going to happen now, but it seems like one of the leading sources in this is former MLB pitcher John Rocker.
Yeah. Well, but Trump had has said he's going to do this. I think he is going to do it. I'm wondering about the drones. I don't think Trump knows. The other day he said, yeah, Susie, the chief of staff, can't we get on that with the drones? Let's start the drumbeat. We still don't know about the drones.
What are these drones? Yeah. And Trump said at one point that he knew what they were, but for some reason
he got wound up and he said that. Now he doesn't know. And again, all he said was, well, if they were bad, something would have happened. This ought to be, if not job one, there's a lot of other serious stuff. But somebody's got to tell somebody, tell us what the drones are. If nobody knows what the drones are, then Trump's got to launch everybody involved and tell them, hey, your job is to tell me this or you're out. Get somebody else in there. What would be so hard to tell us what the drones are? Are they still active? All right. 8-5. Oh, I see a good one here. This conspiracy developing in our chat, too.
YouTube chat, Dom.
What's that?
Did we just catch you in the fact that you wear jeans on the golf course?
No, you can't wear. I would wear jeans on a golf. I have no problem with that.
Really?
They don't let you do it.
Isn't that
it, so.
Like a not? Oh, they don't let you do
they
it.
They don't let you do it. Most courses, they're not going to let you do
but
it.
But if they let you, you would?
Yeah, I think I'd play in jeans.
You
it's
don't get much movement in jeans, though.
No, you really did. No, I think so. I'd usually wear these classic black pants, black turtleneck, of course. I have a black pullover, all black, and a hat white. That's usually it. I don't wear a hat. I like the visor.
You wear a turtleneck on the golf course?
Of course. It's cold when you start playing in March and April. Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. Yeah.
And never wear a black glove. They look awful. It's a white glove. It's the only thing you can wear. Yeah. 8-5. No black shoes.
Pretty stylish. Out. Next time you're out there, you got to take a picture and post it up.
No black spikes either. They don't work. It's got to be the white. White and black mixing. That's good. 855.
You know sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have to cut you off with the number again, but our friends out on the ranch say, Dom, khakis are indeed a horrible choice and they should be outlawed.
There you go. Thank you, ladies. Yes. They're our go-to here. By the way, stock market reacting very favorably. I looked at my 401k 3 times today to President Trump coming back. Now, Biden can say, well, it reacted favorably to me. Probably not a good bet. We'll see if it continues through the month. But he's done a lot of things that have gotten a lot of investment back to America. Wall Street is embracing this. There seems to be nothing negative there. 855-839-1210. All right, Tom Giordano Show. Trump is delivering, and there's a lot of stuff getting done. He has rescinded now DEI offices. You probably know that, and employees shuttered by 5 o'clock today. But he's also rescinded all the way back to 1965. So it's not just Biden policies. Policies that are viewed as discriminatory in the workplace, et cetera. I mean, this goes back to LBJ, the architect of a lot of the stuff that caused more damage than any president on the cultural front. He is the architect. Obama moved them forward, Biden. It's LBJ that started all this stuff, the so-called Great Society. So Trump has rescinded that by executive order today. Back to 1965, so 60 years of this. Now, untangling this stuff, getting people day-to-day in the federal government to actually do that, that's where you need not just the person heading up the cabinet, but the deputies. Because we saw this the last time, they'll slow walk it, they'll do anything to try to preserve most of this stuff, even though they're not elected to do that. They're appointed. All right, let's go to Pete in the Northeast on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Pete, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, how you doing?
Good, Pete.
Quick things I wanted to mention. First of all, I wanted to thank you as a police officer. I started as a city cop. I work out in Monco now, in Deep Blue Monco, unfortunately. Thank you. I agree with you. I think that 1,475 of these guys should have been pardoned and that maybe they should be looking at the cases. There's no excuse to fight a cop. It's not, did you hurt the guy? There's no excuse to fight a cop.
Yeah, and again, the two or three that I know pretty much without seeing the full documents, hundreds of pages, Pete, they were attacked, bear spray fade in the face. Another was attacked with some device around the neck. We saw the one guy squeezed against a door that had severe, severe injuries. So we know this type of stuff. Leave them out of this. Now, you can even look at their cases, Pete. Even in those cases, I don't know if the punishment is the usual punishment or not. You could be open to that. But I think sure, for something like that, it's a 5 to 10 year type of stuff you would get.
Sure. And if they were overcharged, they were overcharged. And I think that a lot of these other people were charged and shouldn't have been at all. I'm on the same page as you. But again, there's not an excuse to fight with the cop. But the second point I wanted to bring up, Don, other than saying thank you, I appreciate that. As a police officer, thank you for sticking to your guns on that one. The other point I wanted to bring up is, you know, the left would be all over us if we were picking on somebody that has a disability. And yet here they're all jumping on Elon.
Right.
He's admittedly autistic. And they're jumping all over a guy with awkward movements because of a disability.
Yeah, he is. He has awkwardness, social awkwardness. I don't know if you saw him when he did Saturday Night Live. I thought he controlled it well. But when he gets wound up and he's out there, you saw him jumping up and down at a rally behind Trump. I mean, it's behavior that's out of the norm here. He's not saluting Hitler. He did all kinds of awkward movements there. Yeah.
100%.
Well, Pete,
thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much for your service, too. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you. I have a few people tweeting at me, too, on the FOP. Who cares about them? They support it, X. Look, I have my problems over the years at times with the FOP, but by and large, they are the good guys. The current FOP doesn't speak out enough. The leadership changed there. And as far as endorsements, I thought, hey, don't endorse Josh Shapiro. Just don't endorse anyone. I realized why they couldn't endorse Mastriano. And if we learned the lesson, by the way, of Mastriano, I go back to that. There was some heat when I said what a goof this guy was, et cetera. How damaging. Look at the damage he caused. You can't continue to support people like that. He gets the juices flowing because he was saying wild stuff. He had other candidates there. McSwain was always my guy. But Mastriano was so bad. We lost the House in close races. And now in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we have to deal with the fact that Democrats control the House. It gets in the way. I'm hoping it does not stop what I want to see done in this legislative session. The Fairness in Women's Act passed in Pennsylvania. A, because it's the right thing. It'll pass the Senate. And Democrats, some Democrats would have voted for it in the past in women's sports. But now they'll suffer greatly because it's not about the transgender thing. It's about not putting Shapiro in a spot where what is he going to do? I couldn't predict. I think he might say, hell no, I'm not going to sign that. And if he did, he's not looking at the last election of what America said. His advisors would tell him, well, wait it out. By 2028, this is going to go away when he runs for president or when he starts in 2027. And you know what the bottom line is, Josh? America is not going to capitulate on this. Tomorrow, we're going to have Paula Scanlon back on the show. I saw an interview today. She talked about how at Penn, she was told, and she's half Taiwanese, but again, that's white adjacent, so I guess it doesn't count at Penn. She was told with the Leah Thomas thing, you're like a racist, you're a bigot if you don't understand Leah Thomas. I saw the interview where she opened up what it was like day to day. We had people calling us that were critical and saying, why don't these women just speak up? How can we support them if they don't? And I would always say, you know what it's like there, what they're threatening them with for the rest of their life, if that were your daughter? I know the right thing. Speak up. Come clean on this. Do a press conference. It took time to be where we've gotten to, and it took Trump's election to say, there are two genders. We're not having this in sports anymore. So let the Madeline Deans and these others continue to fight this battle. They're losing, and they're going to lose even more. America is not on that side. It just took time. And I'm sad in what it must have been like for them. And it took the guts of a Riley Gaines, who still has to have armed security big time to go to a college campus. But look at what it did in this election cycle. It did drive certain voters to vote for Trump. There's no doubt. All right, I'm coming to you for the lightning round. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. All right, we are all over this before we get to the lightning round. Republicans announce a new select subcommittee to continue investigation of the events preceding and following January 6th. And Dan, you can give us a little summary, some written statements by Johnson and also Jim Jordan.
Yeah, Speaker Johnson says House Republicans proud of our work so far in exposing the false narratives peddled by the politically motivated January 6th Select Committee during the 117th Congress, but there is still more work to be done. We are establishing this Select Subcommittee to continue our efforts to uncover the full truth that is owed to the American people. The composition and other details regarding the Select Subcommittee will be announced soon. Chairman Jordan of the House Judiciary Committee, which this will be a subcommittee, says Loudermilk, Representative Loudermilk, has been the leader in getting to the bottom of what the Democratic-led January 6th committee failed to uncover, and we look forward to helping him bring all the facts to the American people. And the announced chairman of that subcommittee, Loudermilk, as you just heard, has said, I am honored to be tasked with continuing this investigation of the events surrounding January 6th and the failures that led to the breach of the United States Capitol. What happened at the Capitol that day was the result of a series of intelligence, security, and leadership failures at multiple levels within numerous entities. I appreciate Speaker Johnson's commitment to our work, and I look forward to working with Chairman Jim Jordan to continue to uncover all the facts and begin the arduous task of making needed reforms to ensure this level of security failure may never happen again.
I'm all on board with this. We're moving heaven and earth to get one of these guys on. Loudermilk, you guys can try for it, too. Johnson, I'll try. Jordan, I'll try for it. We want to expose that. For now, though, I still stick at what I've said about the 15 or 14 or so that...
Well, there's another path we could take here, though, and that's just now that you pardon these people, and they'll be retried and all, but this is just, is this not stirring up the dirt even more and making January 6th a continued political topic?
Well, I think they think they're going to find something here almost incontrovertible about what happened here to reestablish, because the other side's not going to let the narrative of January 6th go away. So I don't think it's a bad idea to unearth that. I trust their political judgment. They think they have something here that counters. 855-8 these are good ones. Boy, this we got to do this topic again at some point. Yes, I agree. Whoever put them up here, Robert in Lower Delaware. Henry, you put, yeah, this is a good one. Robert, what's yours? What's the article of clothing?
Oh, I have Jane Russell's brassiere. It was designed by structural engineer Howard Hughes.
Yes,
She was in the movie The Outlaw back in 1943, but it was banned because it was a little too racy. So he wound up engineering a bra just for her that was kind of built on a cantilever-type engineering system that gave her some exaggerated uplift for her beautifully ample bosoms.
What a call. By the way, when you said cantilevered, it's one of my favorite words. What else, in, as far as females, is cantilevered? Another article that accentuates another body part.
I'm not quite sure.
The high heel.
Ah.
Oh, really?
Cantilever. Look it up, high heel.
I thought you were going to say the yoga pants.
No. Oh, that is probably cantilevered, too. Oh, man. I hate to be biased on this. That's a heck of a call, though.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a heck of a call. Joe in Exton. Joe, what's yours? Afternoon.
Yes, hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Joe Alexton's iconic article of clothing is his ascot.
Are you nominating yourself there, Joe?
With the ascot, yes.
Yes.
All right. That is a great one, Joe. We'll put you down for that.
I like that.
Bruce in the Northeast. Bruce, what's yours, buddy?
Hey, Dom. Yeah, I had a last-minute change. I was going to go with Hillary Clinton's hairband. Remember she wore that?
I like that.
But I changed it. It's not that.
The thing about me is that I don't sweat.
My answer is Dom Giordano's iconic collection of white patent leather shoes that he loves so much. Everybody knows he loves them, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know?
By the way, those tan ones that I break out for the big events, Dan, I have them in a special box that's hermetically sealed. At home, I've had them for about 10 years, and I only wear them 8 to 10 times a year, maybe.
Sure.
Oh, yeah, serious. Snow or anything like that, they don't go out. Notice the other day, I wore the classic black shoe to that, not the usual tan.
If I open up your closet, how many turtlenecks, black turtlenecks would be in there?
I have, this apartment 9 underneath and all that. I have about 6 of them.
That's not bad.
I'd like to have a whole closet of them.
You
can't go wrong with it.
It's Steve Jobs style.
It's like the little black dress. Women can't go wrong with it. I love that cantilevered. Oh, excellent call. Pat in Lehigh Valley. Pat, what's yours?
Okay, I changed from Elvis Presley's very, very tight pants. That's how he danced.
Right. Yep.
To Janet Jackson's mishap.
The malfunction. The malfunction.
Yep.
That is a classic malfunction. And one more, Mike in Philly. Mike, what's yours?
Dom, I have the article of clothing that will even make your legs look good. Pantyhose.
Wait a minute. Mine do look good.
as told by Joe Namath in a commercial many years ago.
I know that. I'm not doing any pantyhose ads.
I was going to say, I think that's a dare there.
Yeah, it's a dare. All right, that's going to be heck. Ladies, calm down out there on the ranch.
40-yard football throw in pantyhose.
All right, with pantyhose.
Legs, just remember, that's what
now, why
says,
would NBA players, Henry, sports guy, why would they wear that under the... I'm never wearing. I don't care what advantage it gives you. The tights they wear under their shorts.
Oh, you don't like that? I mean, I've been wearing a leg sleeve myself, but that's to make sure I don't cramp up.
What?
Yeah, but...
hold on. You're a radio producer. Why do you need to wear a leg sleeve to work?
Yeah,
because
exactly.
I'm not a professional. I'm not wearing it to work. I'm wearing it to play ball.
Oh, my God.
I'm playing ball.
I'm not wearing it right now. Dan in there. I mean, a wristband for the sweat and the look of it. I'm okay with that.
Bill? The weirdest thing about me is that I don't sweat.
Bill, yours has to be quick. It's a good one, I think. What is it?
Dom, good show. Mine is the dress worn by Marilyn Monroe when she took the stage half inebriated and sang Happy Birthday to President John Kennedy.
It weighed, what? 6 ounces, I believe.
I believe so.
No, yeah. You can look that up. That's a factoid. You don't forget it. Could it really, a dress weigh 6 ounces? Silvery. And JFK got away with, like, people are not saying, she's in a 6-ounce dress singing Happy Birthday drunk to you.
Yeah.
Something's not going on here. Kennedy's, once again. Mara, maybe the JFK report. Dan, who did you like?
Some great ones today. Eileen, pretty early with my own Minnie Pearl's price tag hat, Wonder Woman's bracelet set, Schilling's bloody sock, Dom Giordano's white patent leather shoes, Joe's ascot, but I think I might have to agree with everyone here with the Howard Hughes bra design for Jane
Russell. Yes, I think Robert's. wins today. Cantilevered. Remember that word. It's a great word.
Henry, are you on board with that, too?
Yeah. No, and right, I just want to say, on Robert's call, he almost didn't want to come on. I had to convince him. Like, hey,
he's
man,
he's an engineer, that guy. Yeah. And remember that. Ladies, high heel. I know it's icy out. It's cantilevered. Do yourself a favor.
They say that they've now started carrying smelling salts in their utility belts when they listen to the show.
All right. That's good. The salmon shirt looked great. Maybe it'll be in the rotation sometime soon. Fashion, you're in the right show. Rich C. always next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.